Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
Hello again. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Talking sprint car racing, our favorite time of the week, and we are so glad that you have joined us. Steve Post in our Concord, North Carolina studios, joined by Ashley Strummy in our Mifflintown, Pennsylvania studios. Hello, Ashley. How are you?
Steve, I am great. We had an awesome weekend at the Speed Palace with the Lucas Oil late models and the modifieds got to run, but I am even better because while you guys are watching this, the Juniata County Fair is about to fire up and it's going to be a great week.
Man, oh man, there's going to be a bunch of us hating on you, Ashley, for some of those pictures, the fair food and everything else. I'm just going to warn you right now, if I don't reply, doesn't mean I don't love you to death, but it means right now for the temporary time period, I don't want to see it. It is cool. And we're going to talk a little bit about that a little bit later on in the show, getting kicked off, because a lot of racing actually this weekend in Pennsylvania. But the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drinks, Ashley, they go to North Dakota, and there's a shark attack in North. I didn't realize that sharks were native to North Dakota, but for Logan Shuhart, it was this weekend, that's for sure.
I don't even think there's a large enough body of water, let alone salt water. But yes, Logan Shuhart, chomp, chomp, as they say, back to back at River City's awesome weekend. Past Sheldon coming with 2 laps to go. They have figured something out. They've been strong all season long, just nailing those wins lately, it seems like. They're on fire.
Yeah, that Friday night was a little redemption because a few years ago, Kyle Larson passed him late in a race at River Cities. Then they roll over to Red River Valley Speedway. Well, there was no passing late in this one. This was Logan Shuhart game, set, match. When they threw the green flag in the air, he said, bye-bye, like you're getting off the plane like the flight attendant says, bye-bye. He said that to the field, and he's gone. Ashley, I cannot even believe this. If I were to ask you to guess, and I know you've got it in your notes there, how many wins does Logan Shuhart have? 40 wins. That just doesn't seem possible.
It sure doesn't. It just seems like 2 years ago they started the Outlaw Tour, right? Yep. Time sure does fly, but they've done a lot with a little with that team, and it's been incredible to see what they did, and then to be rewarded with the $1 million race and still just ticking off wins. It's been an absolute enjoyable ride to watch them grow as a team.
Yeah, it doesn't seem possible because they all still seem like he's a kid, you know, but they've been doing this forever now and they keep checking it off. So the math makes sense, but anything else, I don't know. The World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars are headed over to Skagit. It's the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals, and waiting for them there will be current point leader and 5-time race winner Trey Starks. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk to Trey Starks next here on Wing Nation. The Outlaws are headed back to the Pacific Northwest. Join us for 3 action-packed nights of racing August 31st, September 1st and 2nd at Skagit Speedway when the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars return for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals. Kickoff for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals begins Wednesday, August 30th with a pre-race party, live band, Sage Fruit Apple giveaways, and more. Then catch Johnny Schatz and the rest of the World of Outlaws as they take on Washington's best sprint car drivers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Details at SkagitSpeedway.com. Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Let's go to the Sage Fruit Hotline. Joining us from the state of Washington, gearing up for a big weekend out there at his home track, Skagit Speedway. Trey Starks joins us. Hello, Trey. How are you?
Good. How are you guys? Happy to be here.
Yeah, great to catch up with you again. I've always enjoyed our visits. When you were around the Carolinas, we'd see each other at the 360 races or in Pennsylvania, and now we do it via Zoom call here. As the big boys, the World of Outlaws, are coming into your home track this weekend, the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals. Just kind of your thoughts as a 5-time winner this year, most recent winner, your thoughts as you get ready to mix it up with the World of Outlaws.
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting time for us. You know, every time the Outlaws roll out of town, you want to make sure you're on your game. Obviously, you know, in recent years, Skagit's up their 410 program again. We get to run, well, you know, semi-weekly 410s. So I feel like we've got some good laps. I feel like we're as ready as we've ever been when they roll into town.
Talk about that, Trey. You've had the opportunity to be on the road and travel the country and race with the World of Outlaws. And now back at Skagit, your home track, I think you have 5 wins there this year. The defending and current track champion at the moment in points. And what's it like when they roll into town? Obviously, you talked about upping your game. But personally, when you know a track so well, but you also know the caliber that you're racing against, what mindset do you have to roll in with that weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's different than before. You know, when 410s weren't racing around here locally, it was especially tough for the local guys to, you know, get a chance to run decent because, you know, not only are the best guys in the world rolling in, but it's basically the first time all year that we get to race with a 410. So last couple of years, it's definitely made that transition a little bit easier. Now it's still the World of Outlaws. They're still the best, and it's, you know, it's, they're still really, really tough to beat. But it's good that we get laps there, and we get, you know, you can take all the practice you get, especially against those guys, because, you know, they're going to be on their game. I think we're in a lot better shape here this year. We've really kind of tuned up our 410 program. We're pretty consistent every night. And, you know, we get races earlier, like Dirt Cup's a 410 race again. And you get all the best guys from the West Coast. You know, some of them definitely can compete with the Outlaws for sure. So that's kind of a little bit of a test that, you know, of what's to come. This weekend, you're going to get all the best West Coast guys as well as all the Outlaws. So you're going to have to be really good, and you're going to have some luck. I think we've had the speed. We're just going to have to see what we can do to put a weekend together.
Trey, your story is fascinating in that up until and through 2000, you traveled the country from Washington. Family business kind of took over your life. You moved back home, and the sprint cars are now moving in on you, which I think is phenomenal with the 410s out at Skagit. Last year, 55 promotions, Peter Murphy, Kevin Rudine, and Mike Anderson took over the track. What's it been like for you to see this resurgence of 410s at your home track there at Skagit?
It's been awesome. I mean, it's been something that I've kind of, you know, dreamed of since the 410s got taken away. I mean, when I grew up watching, you know, wing sprint car racing around here, it was, you know, 410s at Dirt Cup, the best guys from California. I mean, I remember, you know, the Katings, Tyler Walker, all those guys coming up and competing with, you know, the Rudine car and the 18 car, Mike Anderson's car. It was kind of, you know, watching them go head to head. So it's kind of always the way in my mind that it should be. And it's really cool to see that come back and now, you know, me be a part of it. You know, racing around the world or around the U.S. like I have, after starting out at Skagit, my first race in a sprint car was a 410 at Skagit when I was 14 years old. So it's kind of, you know, it feels like home to me, and it's really exciting. They've got some good support, and we've, you know, the fields are getting better and better. We're getting more and more cars every week. I think it's got nowhere to go but up from here.
You talk about the car counts and how things are growing. Obviously, it takes incredible people to make things like that happen. But your family is very well known in that area for racing 3 generations now. What's it like being back kind of in the family car and racing with your family again?
It's really cool. It's, you know, we started out as a family team and we race, you know, around here and nationally. We took our car, you know, to Eldora, Knoxville, even back to Pennsylvania there for a while. And then it was really cool to get the opportunity to race on a national level. You know, we couldn't necessarily, you know, support doing a full national tour with the family car. So when Jeff McCall and Scott Gobrek gave me a good opportunity to take off, it was, you know, we gained some valuable information. And it's really cool to kind of, you know, take all that stuff that I learned and bring it back home to kind of bring it full circle. You know, we learned a lot about these tracks out here when I was younger. And then I got good, valuable experience on, you know, some of the national tracks with some, you know, touring guys and really good competition. And now we can come back and apply it here. And, you know, yeah, we've had a lot of family history in racing around here. It's cool. You know, my dad and my grandpa were more You know, non-wing asphalt, you know, USAC, midgets, sprint, silver crown, a lot of non-wing where we went the winged route when I started racing. So it's kind of cool to add my own, you know, unique chapter to our family racing story. That kind of, you know, it adds a third dimension to it, I guess.
So neat. It really, truly is. I can't imagine, Trey, you're out on the road. You've traveled the country with this, spent time in Pennsylvania, spent time in the Midwest. When the World of Outlaws roll in there, there's got to be a little bit of a family reunion on your porch feel to it. When these guys come to town, you're probably going to catch up with some folks that you maybe stay in contact with, maybe text, maybe follow on Dirt Vision or such. But it's got to be neat from that perspective as well to be able to be at the same track with some of your buddies.
Absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head there. You know, I made a lot of good friends out when I was on the road, and it's a lot of people that I don't see very often anymore. And it is cool for us. I mean, you know, we're up here in Washington State. We're kind of in a corner a little bit. And I think the Washington swing for the Outlaws, I mean, you hear a lot of guys talk about, you know, the scenery, the, you know, how nice it is to kind of get away from some of the stuff that you might see every day. It is just a cool weekend. It's, you know, a good time to see people that you only see once a year. You know, as a bonus, you get some really good racing out of it. So, it's a really exciting weekend for us.
I love the Outlaw drivers because right now everyone is talking about two things. I'm exhausted and it's my favorite part of the year. I don't know how that all works. I think it's because what you hit on coming out to the West Coast at Skagit, that's for sure. Trey, hang in there with us. Everyone else, stick around. More with Trey Starks in just a moment. The Outlaws are headed back to the Pacific Northwest. Join us for three action-packed nights of racing August 31st, September 1st and 2nd at Skagit Speedway when the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars return for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals. Kickoff for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals begins Wednesday, August 30th with a pre-race party, live band, Sage Fruit Apple giveaways, and more. Then catch Johnny Schatz and the rest of the World of Outlaws as they take on Washington's best sprint car drivers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Details at SkagitSpeedway.com. Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. We are having a ball caught up with Trey Starks and talking a lot of West Coast sprint car racing. And Trey, I want to go off the racetrack a little bit. Your family business, you're in the CNC manufacturing in the aerospace industry, and we don't need to get too far in the weeds on that. Now, if Erin Evernham was my co-host, she'd be doing CAD designs, and I don't even know what she'd be doing, but she'd be talking about it. But you had shared with us a little earlier, even back to your quarter midgets, you and your family have always had this engineering design things. You had told us that the quarter midgets you ran, your dad and your grandfather designed, you guys have been designing parts and pieces for race cars, it seems like forever then.
For sure. Yeah, no, it goes back to the midget days with when my dad was driving. We've always kind of wanted to do things a little bit different. So my dad, my uncle, my grandpa sat down and they built, you know, two or three of them, but they built their own midgets from scratch and had a lot of success with them doing things, you know, a little bit differently. They actually built a car, what they would call a speedway, you know, car for when they used to go run the Copper World. It was, you know, very aerodynamic focused, a lot of different things than you would see on a normal midget, specifically for going and running the Copper World at Phoenix. So, and then with my quarter midgets, you know, they built every single car that we drove. They tried different things. We even had a quarter midget that was built with independent front and rear suspension versus, you know, straight axle like you see everything now. Always the desire to do something different, you know, not necessarily be exactly like the guy. You know, it's hard to, in our mind, it's hard to be faster than the next guy when you got the same exact stuff as the next guy. So, a lot of background there. We really enjoy things like that. It's a little bit tougher to do in the wing sprint car world because everything is just so competitive. We still really enjoy that type of thing. And now we get to do it every day as a job. And so it doesn't make it, you know, as much of a job.
So Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, we're building stuff for aerospace. And then after 5 o'clock, we're back to engineering things to make our race car faster, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly it.
That is so cool. One thing you may or may not know about Ashley and I, Trey, is we are experts at getting involved in relationships, okay? And I see where you were engaged to Allie. So Is there a timeline on all of this? Where are we at in this process? And then you are free to ask us any questions, because we got the right stamps for David Gravel. I forget what else we did for somebody else. We are experts in this. But what's the timeline on you and Allie and this relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we got engaged October last year, and we get married October 8th of this year. So kind of after everything racing-wise settles down, we'll get married. And that's been another aspect to throw in the ring with, you know, we got racing, work, and now wedding planning. So that's been great fun. We're all really excited.
So obviously, we're almost into September, so it's just a month away. I'm sure she is maybe starting to get a little frazzled as we roll into the home stretch. Are you staying local? Are you going destination? What really is the plan here?
A little bit of both. We're getting married about 2 hours away at Suncadia, so just east of the mountains. Close enough to where you don't have to ask everybody that's going to, you know, travel and spend a bunch of money. But far enough away that you're disconnected a little bit and you can make a weekend out of it. So. Definitely a little bit of stress coming up with, you know, some of the last minute things on getting everything together. My fiance Allie is very organized. She's done a great job from the start on, she's really on top of it. Let's put it that way. So, we should be all good to go. I'm sure there'll be some, you know, last minute things that, try and throw a wrench in the program. But, for now, yeah, we're ready and we're excited.
Wouldn't be a wedding without last minute things, that's for sure. Is she a race fan? Was she a race fan? How's she adapting to it? How does that factor in?
Yeah, she wasn't a race fan, but we went to high school together, so we've been together for 8 or 9 years now. So she's very accustomed to it by this point. She's definitely a race fan now for sure. It's something that we really enjoy doing together, and I think it's gonna, you know, it'll continue to be a family deal for a long time.
All right, Trey. So Washington, Steve and I have both had the opportunity to head out there, and we got a tour of Sage Fruit and everything about Washington. What's the perfect date night for you and Allie out in Washington?
Well, you know, we live in a really cool part of Washington. There's lots of cool things to do. The summer's been great for, like you said, date nights. We like staying local, not too extravagant, there's lots of great places to eat around here. And the weather has been fantastic this year. So, on a weekend that we're not racing, there's been a few of them this year, not too many, we love Saturday or Sunday night date nights with friends or by ourselves. Doesn't really matter. Just we enjoy having a good time.
That is so, so cool. One of your favorite or one of your best buds in the sprint car world is Dominic Selzy. And we all know Dominic is a character. Did you ever see Dominic with wife and kids and the whole brood he has going on? I mean, it's got to be amazing for you as his buddy to see all of the really cool things happening in Dominic's life.
Yeah, I mean, whether or not I saw it, I mean, he has taken to it
so
natural. He's such a good dad, great friend. He and his wife, Nikki, are, great friends to me and my fiance, Allie. We actually just a couple weeks ago, we spent a weekend in Vail, Colorado, which was awesome. I mean, Vail's usually a ski town, but how quiet and nice the weather is during the summer. I would definitely recommend it. It was a great time. But yeah, I enjoy, hanging out with Dominic wherever we can. We grew up ever since I started racing micros, we would go down to California, once or twice a month. And that's where I met him. And I really didn't realize that I would be meeting a lifetime friend. But it's been really cool getting to know him through the years.
Yeah, when they started talking about having kids, I'm thinking this is not a good idea at all. Not a good idea at all. And now I see him as a dad. I'm like, you need to have a whole lot more, because he is a phenomenal dad, a phenomenal person. And as are you, Trey. It is so – and I cherish those conversations, whether it was Cherokee Speedway or Carolina Speedway, when we'd be hanging around at the back of Jeff McCall's hauler. And I just really love your journey and love where you're at and love your situation with Allie and the family business and everything. And – boy, I'll tell you what, maybe we'll see your smiling face standing on a podium or at the top step of a podium this weekend. We wish you the best as you race against the Outlaws this weekend, and we appreciate the time joining us here on Wing Nation.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much. Yep. Hopefully you see us in Victory Lane this weekend.
Man, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome for sure. Trey Starks joining us here on the Sage Fruit Hotline. Stay with us, more in just a moment. The Outlaws are headed back to the Pacific Northwest. Join us for three action-packed nights of racing August 31st, September 1st, and 2nd at Skagit Speedway when the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars return for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals. Kickoff for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals begins Wednesday, August 30th with a pre-race party, live band, Sage Fruit Apple giveaways, and more. Then catch Johnny Schatz and the rest of the World of Outlaws as they take on Washington's best sprint car drivers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Details at SkagitSpeedway.com. Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Ashley Strummy and Steve Post here. And the story of Trey Starks, it's like you can run from 410 sprint car racing. He wasn't running from it. He was running to the family business. You can run, but you can't hide. So neat what's happening on the West Coast and up in Washington. This weekend's going to be fun to see how those natives, how those locals fare against the World of Outlaws. Going to be fun to watch for sure.
You're exactly right, Steven. I was just thinking, like, obviously we talk about the World of Outlaws when they roll into Posse Land. We need to probably come up for a name for Trey and, like, the Washingtonians.
Washingtononians. I don't know.
We need to come up with something for them.
Washingtononians on a t-shirt. I see it coming to a t-shirt near you. Washingtononians. I love it. We might be on something there, Ashley. Might be on something. Oh, boy. Wow. Okay. What a big past weekend for Aaron Reitzel. Picked up two wins, 34 Raceway with IRA, and Knoxville. He picked up the third win of the season and just rolling along well. And Ashley, the All-Stars hit Michigan up in the Wolverine State, but a pair of regulars showed their way to Victory Lane.
The Wolverine State. See, why can't it be something easy like that? Yeah, Friday, Zeb Wise, he picked up the sixth win of the season at Tri-City. And then Saturday, it was all sunshine. Tyler Courtney with his eighth win of the year at Butler. So awesome season Tyler's having, even though he still had to sit out there for a few weeks.
For sure. That's for sure. And love what's happening at Butler. Tim Wilbur is the new promoter there, second year, and they are working really, really hard to build that place up. I think there's a lot of good things at the Butler Battlegrounds coming down the road. And really excited about that. Okay, fast forwarding into this weekend. Of course, we've talked about it. It's the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals, $26,000 to win. Ashley, there's the last six Skagit Nationals been six different faces in Victory Lane.
It is, but they've all been World of Outlaws.
Yes, exactly.
McFadden, James McFadden, Brad Sweet, Carson Macedo, Logan Schuhart, Sheldon Hodenshield, and David Gravel. So maybe Trey can etch his name and break a streak.
That'd be good, no doubt about it. Then they move to Grays Harbor for Sunday and Monday racing. All-Stars have the Attica Ambush, so running there in the home turf, if you will, at Attica Raceway Park. And Central Pennsylvania batten down the hatches, because here we go. As far as big end-of-year, month-of-money events, the fabulous Lincoln Speedway, Saturday night, the kickoff to the Classic, $10,000 to win. Sunday, the Dirt Classic, number 10, $20,000 to win. So Lincoln has got a busy weekend, and Ashley, you teased us at the start. Just tell us right now, what all's going on at Port Royal this weekend?
Yes, the 169th annual Juniata County Fair kicks off, and it is the 72nd annual Foss Jewelers of Lewistown Labor Day Classic on Monday. You don't want to miss it. It'll be the best day race you ever watch.
Yes, it will be. That is for sure. They also have racing on Saturday night, and there will be pictures of Ferris wheels and funnel cakes and church stands. And so if you're into all of that, tune in to Wing Nation and look at our page. If you're not into all of that like me, I'm going to put on blinders for sure. By the way, the mayor, Dylan Cisney, is going to join us next week to talk more about Port Royal Speedway. She's Ashley Strummy. I'm Steve Post. Thanks for joining us this time here on Wing Nation, presented by Sage Fruit.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31- 21-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona.
Then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.